momentarily stretched out. Her head and shoulders were bent almost double, like an animate figure six. In its classic and momentary immobility, her body might have been likened to a classic Grecian sculpture. Complementing this, and equally as artistically attractive, was the bronzed, powerful body of the man. His lower limbs were almost outstretched. His upper body was inversely twisted into a complementing duplicate of her pose. Fleetingly, the pair could have brought to mind an advertising poster that might use classic figures bent in shapes of numerals. He lay a panting nine above, beside, and around her, encompassing for the fleeting moment her gracious six.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game. Full frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia by name. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that.
Me too, Ed.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bits. The Don and Mike Show.
Balance trivia with Maria, Adam, Kim, William, Sue, Wayne, Kimberly, Mike, Lee, Josh, Jennifer, the genius, Vincenzo, the dick, Stephanie, Jennifer, Colette, and Angela.
Everybody having a good time so far?
Yeah!
And, well, I'm looking at Adam right now. If he doesn't get a softball question, we're going to see two softballs.
I believe so.
You jealous, baby?
Adam is down to his last.
Look at me. Don't I scream? I'm screaming jealous.
I know, right? You are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're married, right, Adam? You're married to
Yes, sir,
Sue.
I am.
How do you feel about Adam almost being eliminated, Sue, as you clutch your wisdom teeth extracted face?
Well, at least I'm holding down the fort and answering the questions right.
Ooh.
Thank you, dear.
I'm just kidding.
Ooh.
Let's start with Maria.
For you.
And this is going to be, Robbie, where'd you load light?
Maria is down to two items of clothing and really wearing a beautiful underwear combo.
It's time for a lightning round.
These are the not-so-dumb, not-so-smart questions.
In between.
Yep. What is Nike's famous three-word slogan?
Just do it.
Right.
Second correct answer in a row.
Ooh.
Adam. And here comes Adam. He's down to almost nothing.
Yep.
Adam.
Oh, dear. And there seems to be curiosity in the ladies' room.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm here.
Adam.
Yeah.
I don't want the cup. I just want the measurement. What is Vanna White's bust size? Not the cup.
Right.
But the inches.
Oh, man. I'm going to guess 34.
Ladies?
Oh,
oh no!
And then there were 15.
Oh, wow.
I missed it.
I'm glad I went first.
Now, there seems to be, Kim seems to be in a fit of hysterical laughter.
Now, Kim, what?
We're going to find out why. Oh, my, she's coughing up a lung.
Kim, what is it about Adam and his D&Bs that you found so refreshing? Kim?
I've never seen a white one before.
Wow. Well, hey, Rob, I think we have the promo. Wow. My God.
Kim.
You know,
Kim.
We've had a lot of comments on strip trivia. Yeah. That's the best one so far. And now, Kim, you're up at the microphone again.
Yes, you are.
That's right.
Down to two items of clothing.
Kim.
I've seen a white one before.
Yes.
Let me see. What color uniforms, baseball uniforms, are traditionally worn by the home team?
White.
White.
That is your second correct answer. Way to go, Kim.
Well, Rob, you don't have to prompt me. White is right.
I know that. William?
Yep. William is down to also to two items of clothing. Hanging in there.
Hanging.
What do John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear have in common? We have had this question before.
Yeah, we've had this, and I forgot what the answer is.
I know. John the Baptist, Winnie the Pooh, and Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
I don't know.
They all have the in the middle. Winnie the Pooh, Smokey the Bear.
Item number four.
John the Baptist.
What's coming off, William?
The shirt.
Shirt.
That's a great. Those are two great Trivial Pursuit questions.
Fantastic.
Vanna White's breast size and the Winnie the Pooh.
Breast size?
36.
36.
And you go right by that one if you're not paying attention.
Sue.
Sue is one of our leaders.
Sue, who Kim? Kim?
Yes?
Can I tell you something?
I laughed at her husband.
Sue sees that penis every night.
I like chocolate ones. Not
too
much.
Chocolate ones. Sue is down to three items of clothing.
Sue, what structure in the body includes the nuclear envelope?
A cell.
That is right.
That is three correct answers in a row from Sue, who is having a great game.
Way to go, Sue. Blaine.
Yep. Blaine is down to two items of clothing.
Down to two, eh?
Eh?
Down to two. Hi, Charlie.
I'm dying, John.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
Not good today.
let me see. Did you just touch him again?
No. No, I would have told you if she did. I'll tell you every time she does.
Let me know, because I'm...
She just did a bunch of times.
The golden boy, shine again.
It was a poking kind of thing.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
I think she's self-conscious about it now.
Is that a wedding ring or an engagement ring on your hand?
It's a wedding ring.
Oh.
Very funny, also.
Oh, I am so, you're so sorry. You are
sorry.
So disappointed.
You've been
totally upset the whole game, and now you're so disappointed. Look at the joy you've brought him.
You know what? I agree with you. Mike is goddamn funny. I agree. He's the funniest guy I know.
Yeah, I know you're happy now, aren't you? Look at it. Look at you. You. My greatest supporter, my greatest detractor. All in one little package.
You're married.
Yes. Married. Well, technically, so am I.
Yeah, but
I know.
Oh, well,
she just hit me that time too.
She touched you again.
I know.
What's your husband's name?
Peter.
Peter, I want to tell you something. She is all over me. She is all over him.
No, she's not, Peter.
Yes, she is, Peter.
Don't worry, Peter. She's all over Buzz.
Peter. Blaine.
Yeah.
Blaine, what's a group of sheep called?
A herd.
No. A flock.
Item number four. A little quick with that answer, Blaine. Item number four. What's coming off? The shirt.
I'll give him credit.
Herd.
He's a dumb guy like me who, when he thinks he knows.
A herd.
A herd.
A hour.
A herd.
How many eggs, Luke?
50.
How much time?
A hour.
An hour.
Kimberly.
Down to two items of clothing for Kimberly.
Sports, please.
What, Kimberly?
Please, no more sports.
No more sports.
Have you had
Kimberly.
A lot of sports?
Yes.
Have you really?
Yes.
And she had the bra trick earlier that was like wrestling with the crocodile on her.
All right, well then, here you go. What was the very first U.S. coin to carry a portrait? What was the very first U.S. coin to carry a portrait?
Nickel.
Oh, the penny.
And item number four, what will be coming off here, Kimberly?
The shirt underneath the dress.
The shirt underneath the dress. Oh, she's got a strategy.
You are tricky.
She has a strategy.
You are really, really tricky.
An evil, deceptive strategy.
See, now what she's going to do is she's going to unbutton her dress.
They're all deceivers, Don.
Trick. Don't I know it, Mike. Don't I know it.
Conjurer's bully. Yes, bully, sir. Now, this is an interesting little exercise here. Kind of a teasing exercise here.
Now, we're going to get to see part of you naked, I think.
Yes, you are.
All right, now she...
Those of us on this side of the glass...
She is undoing the 757 buttons. And now she is just going... Oh, this is another Crocodile Hunter thing. She's going to attempt to wrestle with the shirt. Are you...
She has got...
Are you?
She has got some of the biggest boobs.
I do not.
Are you attempting to get the shirt out through a sleeve or...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, wow. Do you see what
they're magnificent.
Jesus, look at those.
You can use some of that over here.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, just try harder. Take your time. Take all. Yes, Lee?
She was mad that you said you thought they'd look like Slinkies earlier. Well, they're not Slinkies, see?
I didn't
say
they looked
like Slinkies.
Oh,
you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't mean it like that. I just
no,
meant,
he meant that in a good way.
I meant
me.
That it's like when you came in and you were wearing, I could tell there was something, and I thought exactly what happened. When you opened your shirt, it would just be, boing, that they were, you know,
okay.
Not that they would sag down, that they would...
Hey, Kimberly.
Yeah.
They would jump out at you.
Pretty cold in here, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Like Susan Sarandon's big bug eyes. You know, they just kind of...
Boy.
Hey, move along.
Projectile.
She's got quite a strategy, though, with the dress. That's the whole idea, I believe. Yeah, the crowd is kind of disappointed.
Let's go to Mike.
Arliss.
Is this it, Mike?
Yeah. He's down to his last also.
Do you want my boxers if I lose this one? You can put it up on the wall.
Buzz, do you want to keep boxers in your studio?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thanks, says Buzz. All right. How many times has Mickey Rooney been married?
Never.
God, you are so dumb.
You deserve to be out of the game.
Eight times,
and that's it for you. Take your clothes off.
Everybody gather around.
You want the frontal, or do you want the eye winking at you?
No, you have to do the frontal, and then you can do the brown eye if you like.
Oh. It's not what I like. It might be what you like.
Oh, come on.
Hey, lighten up there, dumbass.
Oh, my God.
Now, what happened? Another reaction from Kim?
What happened?
Jennifer the Genius is in pulse as well.
Jennifer, can you tell us what happened there? Jennifer is indicating that we have a mushroom cat.
Jennifer, tell us what you saw, Jennifer. Step up, please.
Oh, that's...
Well, what did you see?
Oh, listen to that. Some of the girls were sympathetic.
I didn't see pretty much anything.
But on his defense, we haven't got anything to see either.
Oh, you know, there's a mixture of guffaws of laughter and a little sympathy there. You know.
So is that Mike who's out?
Yeah, Mike, the Arliss lookalike.
And now we're ready for Lee. Mike's,
Yeah, good luck, Lee.
Oh.
Yeah, the married...
Technicalities.
Yeah, the married Lee. Go ahead. Yeah, I wish you the very best luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask Buzz. It's just a technicality.
No.
Oh, well. Something tells me that... You're back in the game.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines. Yeah, wrong guy. All right.
All right, Lee, here you go. What vegetable did George Bush, not our George Bush, the other George Bush, announce that he would no longer eat in March 1990?
Yeah, pretty easy.
Broccoli?
No.
Potatoes?
Christopher Reeve.
No, you're right. It's broccoli.
You're right. And that is your third correct answer in a row, Lee. Right. Way to go.
You're right. It's broccoli. She cannot keep her hand off of you.
I know, and it's so very rare for me.
Josh.
Yes, sir.
Josh is down to... He's one of our leaders. He's actually got three items of clothing left.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's doing very, very well.
Right,
sorry,
I'm
Josh.
Not doing well.
I'm sorry, Josh. I got to give the honest report.
I'm in a room with naked men. I'm not doing well.
What two Middle Eastern countries are separated by the good fence?
Afghanistan and Iraq.
That would be Israel and Lebanon.
And third item of clothing, what's coming off, Josh?
That's going to be another pair of boxers.
Another pair of boxers.
How many pairs of boxers did you wear?
I had three pairs of boxers on.
Three pairs of boxers.
And he is so proud of himself. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I had three pairs on. Huh?
All right, strategizing.
Three pairs.
Yeah. Three pair.
Jennifer, the genius.
Here you go.
Jennifer is down to, she has four items of clothing remaining.
Uh-huh.
And three tattoos.
Oh, come on. I will give him hard ones.
It's the hard ones that she's getting.
All right.
I just hear like the background.
Which two monkeys had no previous musical experience when they joined the band The Monkees?
Here we come.
You don't know that.
Now, you have got a lot of skill questions, but this requires luck. I would say this requires luck for anybody. Well, you're a genius.
It was a little before my time, though. Let's see.
Where's your 144 on cue now, see?
Davy Jones.
Yes.
And... what's the other one's name? Mickey.
His last name.
Mickey the Monkey? Mickey.
If she'd had Mickey Dolenz, would it have been right?
Yep.
Oh!
But I'm sorry, you missed it, and it's your second item of clothing. What will you be removing?
I should count for half.
No.
Hey, sorry.
Stop noodling it through. Don't think
see,
so much.
Look at the card. Mickey Jones, or Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz. Yeah, had to have the names.
Mickey the Mouse.
What do you want, Don?
Ooh. Whoa. Hey. Hey, the tide has turned, my friend.
Hey, well, now.
With the golden boy standing by on the sideline.
That's you now.
Your shirt.
All right.
Thank
There's
you.
A shirt coming off.
Thank you.
All right, now she seems
done.
To be taking
Bring
off
on.
In an
Thank
interesting
you.
Way.
I'm doing it for
oh,
my peeps.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Genius. Wow.
Wow. Right now.
Jiggles.
Wow.
Thank you again, Don. You don't want to stay in the whole
They want to see right.
Wow.
Hell no.
Hell no, she says.
Jesus Christ.
You know, there are quite a few little bounties in here today.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Vincenzo the Dicko.
Hey, Vincenzo.
Come on, Don.
Taking a lot of heat today, Vincenzo.
Come on, Don. What's the matter?
Come on, Don.
I have a cannoli for you.
Oh. Who's the very first lifesaver flavor? How many has he got, Mike?
He is down to two items of clothing. Is it ass?
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Life savers. That's a private joke.
Hey, be careful.
What was the very first lifesaver flavor?
Peppermint.
Oh, he pulled it out of his ass. Right.
Way
there
to
you go, Vincenzo.
That's your second correct answer, Vincenzo. In peppermint, spearmint, and ass.
All right.
Stephanie's one of our leaders. She has three items of clothing remaining.
Stephanie, which of the Munsters is 350 years old?
Grandpa.
Right.
That is another correct answer. Your third. Way to go, Stephanie. You're one of our leaders.
Jennifer.
Jennifer down to two items of clothing.
She's got her underpants and her bra on.
And she has to get right to the Safeway after this. I like that line. I do indeed.
What is the popular name for the Thompson submachine gun?
Tommy gun.
Right.
Yeah. Aww. You own one, don't you, Jennifer?
And right. DJ.
Colette.
Ooh.
Tommy gun. Colette is down to two items of clothing.
What kind of an animal is the koala if it's not a bear?
Yeah, it is.
What kind of animal is the koala if it's not a bear?
A mammal.
A marsupial.
I would have gotten that, too. I would have said mammal, but it's incorrect. Your fourth item of clothing, what's coming off there, Colette?
My shirt.
Shirt coming off here.
All right, now we're going to get somewhere.
We have...
We have breasts.
There we go. Naked breasts on nice. Trip Trivia.
Very nice.
I got something for you.
And,
Angela, our Christina Ricci lookalike.
Angela.
Down to three. She's one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining.
Oh, I'll fix her wagon. What's known in doublespeak as a wood stimulator?
You cannot answer strip trivia.
What is known in doublespeak as a wood stimulator?
My mouth.
Whoa!
A toothpick.
And item number three, what will you be removing?
My panties.
Panties are coming off after that tawdry answer you gave.
How are you going to do that?
Same way I did.
She's wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a skirt.
She's hiking them down.
For God's sake.
She's going to hike them up, and she's going to pull them down and take them off.
And there they go.
And that's the end of round number five, Bob.
That would be it now.
I'm looking around and I'm seeing girls in their bikinis.
Yeah, the room looks great right now. It really does.
One topless girl.
Hi, Kimberly.
How do you do it? One topless girl, one girl who's very close to being naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting good.
Yeah, it is.
And Mike, who's got what? We need a recap here.
All right, a lot of people on the bubble so far. We've got...
Now, we lost Adam and Mike in that round.
We did. Maria has two items of clothing left. So does Kim. And William is down to his last item. Sue is one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining. Blaine is down to his last, so is Kimberly. Lee, another one of our leaders with three items of clothing left. Good luck. Josh is down to two items of clothing. Jennifer is down to three items of clothing. Vincenzo down to two items of clothing. Stephanie, another one of our leaders with three items. Jennifer with two items left. Colette with one item. She is on the bubble. And Angela is down to two items of clothing after the fifth round.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
Wow. All right. Well, then, wow. People are going to be getting naked all over the place.
Absolutely. It's a great strip trivia.
If somebody wants a trip to Hawaii, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
She was apprehensive as the gown was forced upward and over her head. For the first time, she then felt man flesh upon her. At first, it seemed coarse and prickly. All thought, however, was driven from her mind as she felt a hard, firm object being forced between her legs. In fear, she asked, "What is that?" Lucinda was innocent about the anatomy of the male species, as well as to the fact that they were capable of extending a portion of themselves for sexual purposes. Harvey, with tender care, tried to explain the ways of lovemaking. "You get that thing away from me," she cried. Panic was in her every word. "Relax, my darling. I'm not going to hurt you," Harvey said. But as any good general knows, when the enemy has recognized your weapon, camouflage it before another attack.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We want good.
Right.
We want good.
You're going to get it.
We want good.
And
now.
I'll drink to that.
They'll F you until you love them, faggot. Don and Mike.
And we're back with strip trivia. And the girls are now simply passed out on the floor during the commercial breaks.
There are 14 contestants left in strip trivia. There are a lot of people that are on the bubble getting ready to get totally naked. And yet, everybody is camped out on the floor like this is some sort of bomb shelter.
And let's see, one person wins a trip to Hawaii, including accommodations of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, the Pink Palace of the Pacific.
Right.
75 years of service. Today's show brought to you by TV's Funniest Family, hitting Hawaii, the one-hour comedy spectacular, season premiere of My Wife and Kids tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on the ABC. Now, let's get to it.
All right, is this a lightning round?
Is it? Doesn't have to be.
No.
So we can linger? That's the joy,
yes,
of starting strip trivia right up front.
Absolutely.
Amen.
It does not have to be.
That's right, Kim. Kim Maria. Having the best time of anybody here today.
Step up, Maria.
This is our Deborah Messing look-alike Maria in her salmon-colored underwear, as
now,
I was told before.
I will ask, though, if you guys would rather we go from the impossible Trivial Pursuit, or if we go from the not-so-impossible.
Not-so-impossible.
That was a softball question.
Well, now, how about those who are in the lead? And that would be the genius. She wants the genius questions. And who's the guy who's in the lead, Mike?
Speak up, guys.
What?
Really? Mike?
I guess I'm in the lead.
Mike, do you want...
Josh. That's Josh, right?
Yes. Do you want the hard questions or the not so hard?
I'll go with the
the hard questions.
So the two leaders have requested the hard questions. The majority of the contestants have requested the easy questions.
I'm going to get a
ghetto. Can I change my mind?
Josh wishes to change his mind.
I wish to change my mind.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just for her. But for everybody, I want the easy questions.
All right, so that means the easy questions will be asked this round.
Easy being a relative term.
We go to round number six.
And we start with Maria.
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 Hi, Don.
Was that Charlie? Or?
Yeah.
You're not feeling well, are you?
Not really.
Maria?
She got to walk back this way.
What NBC sports announcer, I do not know this, hired Chubby Checker to sing at his wedding? It's pretty funny. All the years we've been doing this bit, I've never read this question before.
Frank Gifford.
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas hired Chubby Checker.
Yeah, it's funny.
And that's item number four. What will you be removing, Maria?
The bra.
The bra.
Bra. Well, let's
the
see
bra.
The bounty.
There we go. Oh, yes, there they are.
There we go. Now, guys.
All right, time to take the twins for a walk.
Now, keep it up, guys. All right, Kim.
Kim is down to two items of clothing.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Kim. Kim, what European singing group got its name by combining the initials of its members' names?
Would that be ABBA?
That would be ABBA.
That is your
right.
Third correct answer. You hang in there, Kim. Way to go.
William.
William is on the bubble. He is down to his last item of clothing.
Oh, this could be it for William?
This could be it for William.
William. Oh, my. Who surpassed? I'll give you a football question.
Okay.
Would you rather have a football question or a history question?
History.
Sucker.
You thought you were playing with him.
What was the flag hoisted by hardliners who attacked Russia's TV headquarters?
Good luck.
Repeat one more time, real quick.
Or was the flag hoisted by hardliners who attacked Russia's TV headquarters? And again, this is from, I don't know what year. Dum-dum pile.
I'm going to say the communist flag.
Communist flag. Can you be more specific? Hey, Kim, shut up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to help a brother out, but come on.
The Russian sickle?
The Russian sickle.
This was on the flag, I guess. I don't know.
We need a little more.
The Ukraine flag.
I don't know. He's done.
No, it is the
hammer and sickle.
Hammer and sickle.
And that's your last item of clothing. Take it all off.
All right, William.
Oh, man, y'all want to peek, but we can't peek.
Hey, William. William. Oh. Before you put your pants down, the question you turned down, the Miami Dolphins coach who passed George Halas as the winningest coach in NFL history. You, of course, would know that's Don Shula, right? That was the softball question I had for you, my friend. But no, you had to go with history.
I almost had it.
And now it's the ladies right. Who'd like to see you take your pants off.
Hammer time, they said hammer and sickle.
Only because ladies won't show us.
Oh, come on.
No, listen, William.
They won't show us.
Yeah. William, every woman that's gotten naked has shown...
Did he show it? Is it over yet?
I don't know.
Kim has given each penis that has been shown today a very detailed description.
I noticed, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Really?
Excuse me, I am circumcised. It's just shrinkage.
He is circumcised.
No, he's...
It's just shrinkage.
No.
You know what?
Parking lot, you can see it.
William and Kim, maybe y'all can discuss that later.
Let's go to Sue.
Sue is down. Well, she's one of our leaders. She has three items of clothing remaining. Doing much better than her husband, who is now on the bench.
All right, Sue. Oh, who retired with 755 home runs?
Cal Ripken.
That's so cute. Henry Aaron.
Hank Aaron. And item number three, what will you be removing, Sue?
My bra.
Got
the bra.
Do in front of all of us.
Yeah. He's doing the bra trick.
There you go.
Is that your husband's shirt that you're wearing there, Sue?
Yes, I thought
yeah.
so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those painkillers from that wisdom teeth tooth surgery wearing off?
They're at home.
Sue, I ask like I ask everybody, may we keep the bra?
I don't have enough money to buy new ones. Let me keep mine, please.
All right, yeah, you can keep yours. That's so sad.
Christ.
I don't
have money to buy a new bra.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on, here you go.
Yeah, yeah, Don's going to give you the money for a new bra.
Here's $5, honey.
How much does a bra like that cost?
I think that one costs around 40.
Now, ladies, are
we don't
probably
need
all of these.
We don't need it that bad. Don't worry about it.
Right.
let's go to Blaine.
I'm paying $40 for a bra. I'm not either.
I would have gone 20.
Yeah.
I'm paying 40. Blaine.
Blaine is down to his last item of clothing.
Yeah. Blaine, what was the name of the singing family in The Sound of Music?
Sorry, what?
What was the name of...
Pay attention, Blaine.
What was the name of the singing family in The Sound of Music?
Jim.
Van Houtens.
Van Houten.
Van Pattens? No, the Von Trapp.
Von Trapp, and that's it for you, Blaine. They're cheering for him.
Naked people thus far, all of them guys.
All guys. I mean, the guys are dropping like flies, and with what they're dropping, there are flies around.
And now let's go to Kimberly.
Kimberly could be our first woman who's out of the game. She is down to her last. She's wearing the cover-up dress with nothing on underneath.
No hiding. Kimberly.
Easy.
Kimberly, what Sony product was launched in 1979 as the Stowaway?
Yes?
Take your time.
Don't take your time.
The tape recorder?
The tape recorder.
The Walkman.
And Kimberly, it is time for you to get totally naked. You are the first woman to take all of your clothes off on Strip Trivia.
Let's see what's doing here.
Here we go. Get ready for a big round of applause.
Now you do have to stand up at the microphone. You really do.
The microphone, yeah, that's what the guys like.
Now, Kim, no blocking.
Now stop.
No blocking.
It's only fair. It's only fair. And yes!
Wow.
Bravo! Bravo!
What did I tell you?
There we go.
Wow.
Wow.
Boy, they are dropping in this round.
All right, so that's Kimberly's out.
There are 11 contestants left.
And now we're up to Mike's...
The writing is delicious.
Mike's girl, Lee.
Lee is one of our leaders. She has 3 items of clothing remaining.
Does she really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
3 items of clothing remaining for the married mother of two.
What European country is made up of 2 major ethnic groups, the Flemings and the Walloons?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't like you.
I know you don't.
That's why you gave me this question.
That's right.
Denmark?
You're pretty close. Belgium.
Item number 3, what will you be removing, Lee?
Well, of course, my pants.
Pants are coming off here,
well,
boss.
Well, no, in front of the microphone, please, if you don't like me.
I do like you. I just thought it was a hard question.
Well.
Okay, here it comes.
I got to even things out.
There you go.
Yeah.
There seems to be controversy.
Okay.
Very good. The matching panties.
Oh, God.
Very nice.
Damn it.
Nice tattoo.
Shouldn't have looked at the guys.
Yeah, you did. We all just want to see your Waldo.
Can we have a tattoo?
Nope.
Is there a tattoo? No tattoo.
There's nothing I want on my body when I'm 80 years old.
All right. Very good.
All right.
I'm with you, Lee.
Josh.
Josh is down to 2 items of clothing.
Josh, down to 2. Whose first name has a V in it? Stephen King or Steven Spielberg?
Whose first name has a V?
Yes. Stephen King or Steven Spielberg?
Hold on, Steven.
No, you can't get
Stephen
it again.
Steven King.
Steven Spielberg.
And that's your 4th item of clothing. What's coming off, Josh?
A shirt.
Shirt.
Looks like a locker room over there right now.
Sure does. All right.
Here's our leader,
Jennifer the Genius.
Three items of clothing remaining.
Jennifer the Genius. Genius. What ability gives the Jesus bug its name? Who knew there was such a thing as the Jesus bug?
I know that.
I know. I got it, though. I got it. It bit me a long time ago.
It can walk on water.
Yes!
You are so right.
Easy one.
Oh, my God.
You are so right.
Give it away.
That is your fourth correct answer.
How did I give it away?
Who
gave it away?
What? Making trouble.
Oh, all right.
That was John.
Just making trouble. Pain in the ass.
Hey, Vincenzo.
All right, Vincenzo is down to two items of clothing.
What?
Josh put his shirt back on.
Josh.
Take it off.
Josh.
Right. It's always the Blair Witch Project for me.
All right, here you go.
One of our leaders, actually, Vincenzo, with two items of clothing remaining.
A hard one.
What was the largest chain of franchised pizza shops until Pizza Hut took the lead?
Vincenzo?
Domino's.
Shakey's.
Shakey's. Where Buzz Burbank used to work. Item number four, what's coming off, Vincenzo?
I love it. He's really pissed.
What's coming off, Vincenzo?
What are you taking?
Pants. It's radio. You got to talk.
My pants. God's sake. You don't stand.
Give us 30 looks.
I'm so pissed. Stephanie.
Stephanie, another one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining.
Stephanie, step up.
Thank you.
Stephanie, what computer company gave us the mouse in 1983?
IBM.
Apple.
Item number three, what will you be removing, Stephanie?
The pants.
Pants coming off here.
The pants.
Very nice belt buckle. Is that a little kissy mouth belt buckle?
Yep.
Very nice.
The pants.
The pants.
The pants.
Ooh. And we have our first animal print.
A tattoo and a piercing on the belly button.
Fantastic.
And all kinds of stuff happening.
Nice job.
Thank you. Colette.
Jennifer.
I'm sorry, I lost my voice. Jennifer.
Jennifer S. has two items of clothing remaining.
Jennifer. Hold on. I already used that one about cavities.
Thank you.
Okay. Out of a possible score of 800, what did Bill Gates get on his math SATs?
800?
Oh, good one.
Right.
That's your third correct answer in a row, Jennifer. Nice
job.
It's
done.
Colette is on the bubble. She is down to her last item of clothing.
Ooh. Colette, what is the world's highest island mountain?
Mount Fuji?
Nope. Although there will be volcanoes exploding all over America as you take off your underpants, it's Moana Kay.
That is it for Colette. She is now getting totally naked. Let's give her a big round of applause. Very nice.
That's the naked girl right there. That's nice.
Oh,
all the way naked.
And then there were 10.
And we go to Angela.
Angela, the last contestant in the round.
How many's Angela got left?
She has two items of clothing remaining.
Angela, what NBA team plays home games at an arena called the O-Rena?
He knows about the O-Rena.
Shut up. And
I don't know.
No idea, honey. The Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic. And item number four, what will you be removing, Angela?
My shirt.
The shirt is about to come off.
Okay.
We have a drum roll, please.
Well, have you got any weed?
Let's get down to business.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Marty.
Hello.
Lovely face. Tricky move.
Listen, we are going to do a lightning round to get the pretenders away from the contenders right now.
Very good.
Because we got 10 people, and we are going to use the hard questions on this round.
All right, here we go.
That means you're going to have
10 seconds to answer.
We go to round number 7. This is a super lightning
it's
round.
It's time for a lightning round.
Difficult question.
All right, you got 10 seconds.
Difficult question.
This is Maria.
Maria.
God, it's cold in here.
What country singer made an appearance as a volatile juror in the movie version of John Grisham's book, The Rainmaker? 10 seconds.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Any idea?
3.
No idea.
Oh.
Randy Travis.
And that's it for you, Maria. It's time to take your clothes off because you are naked on Strip Trivia.
Yes.
Fantastic. Lovely all over town.
Thank you.
And a great scene it is.
Yes.
When he is manipulated by Matt Damon and Danny DeVito to... He's not
his prostate?
He's not digitally, digitally manipulated.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about. Randy Travis, that would not be pleasant to watch at all.
It's a good movie, The Rainmaker. Kim.
He missed down to 2 items of clothing.
You're down to 2.
She's hanging in there, too.
Kim. What 1950s baseball team is nostalgically recalled in Roger Kahn's book, The Boys of Summer?
The Yankees?
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
Brooklyn Dodgers. Item number 4, what will you be removing?
Taking off my skirt.
Her skirt. Her skirt's coming off here, boss.
Great.
There we go.
So now we can, like...
And, like, you're naked under that.
She's got a shirt that covers her...
Yes.
Her cooter and her...
Many different strategies of cover-up here.
Okay, let's go to Sue.
Sue is one of our leaders with 2 items of clothing remaining.
Sue.
And she's very tired because she had her wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
In a great deal of pain right now. Are you in pain right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sue, what object from the Seinfeld TV show is hung on the wall of Jerry Seinfeld's real New York apartment? 10 seconds.
The item is from the actual show from Seinfeld,
yes,
that he put in his
what
apartment?
Object from the TV show is hung on the wall of Jerry Seinfeld's real apartment? 2 seconds.
I don't know.
The door to the TV apartment.
Item number 4, what will you be removing, Sue?
My underwear.
Her underwear.
Underwear.
Removing the underwear.
Her underpants.
Well, seems to be a very painful endeavor with the wisdom teeth.
No one.
Well, what is it, honey? Well, you got your period? I mean, I don't know. She seems very logy.
She had her wisdom teeth out. That's
remember?
What it is.
Yeah, okay. Remember. Remember. Trying to do a radio show. Remember? Lee.
Yes.
Hi, Lee.
Hello, Donovan.
You got 2.
Lee is down to 2 items of clothing.
Thank you.
Lee, who won a supporting actor Oscar for his role in... The Unforgiven?
Supporting actor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I only know the lead guy. Let's
that would
see.
Be 10 seconds.
Okay, wait a minute. Gene Hackman.
Oh, my God.
Good pull.
Wow.
Good pull, Lee.
That is your 4th correct answer.
Josh.
Nice job. Josh is on the bubble down to his last item of clothing.
Oh, dear.
Josh? On Sesame Street. What instrument does the Muppet... Animal play.
Oh.
Hey, quiet, everybody.
The drums.
Yeah.
Did somebody give him that mic?
I don't know.
No, nobody said that. No.
There was a lot of murmuring.
Nobody said that. I swear.
I think you got it.
It's legit.
Nobody said that.
It's legit.
All right. He's in.
That's another correct answer. You hang in there. Way to go, Josh.
Jennifer.
Jennifer is down to 3 items of clothing. She's doing very well.
Lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Jennifer the genius.
Hey, bro.
What sports...
Oh.
Holds a major competition at Talladega.
10 seconds.
I got the genius of this one.
Golf.
NASCAR.
Item number 3. What will you be removing, Jennifer?
Pants.
Pants
coming off here, boss.
We'll wait for that, Jennifer.
Really?
Yeah, really. Take your time.
Okay.
To the mic.
And... I think this is the most interest we've seen from the other room right now.
Yeah.
You can practically
look at
hear the breathing.
God.
Look at them.
Very nice.
Hey, hey, watch it.
Step up to the mic.
And I see that Vincenzo has made his way to the front of the line.
He needs attention.
Yes.
All right, Vincenzo.
Oh, yeah. A little show for the guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Vincenzo.
You need a wet wipe. Come on, sit back, you guys.
Vincenzo, believe it or not, is one of our leaders now with...
Come on, Don, give me an easy one.
No, actually, he's got only one item of clothing remaining.
Who holds the record for most singles victories at Wimbledon?
Ooh, see ya.
10 seconds.
McEnroe.
Ah, Martina Navratilova.
And that's it for you, Vincenzo. Time for you to get totally naked.
All right, Vincenzo. Kim is sitting at the window staring at your genitals.
The ladies are not clambering around the window.
I'll tell you something, it is highly disturbing.
It's cold in here.
My eyes are bleeding.
It's like a frightened turtle in here.
I don't know.
And then there were eight.
That's not what I thought I saw.
Darn it.
Killer turtle.
Yuck.
Wow.
That's why I don't eat before the show. Stephanie.
Stephanie is our Meryl Streep lookalike. She has two items of clothing remaining.
Stephanie, baby. Who is Simba's evil uncle in The Lion King? 10 seconds.
Scar.
Scar.
Good answer.
Good pull.
Way to go. That's another correct answer.
Jennifer.
One of our leaders. Jennifer, down to two items of clothing.
Jennifer, what city lies 26 miles from Athens, Greece?
Rome.
Marathon.
And it's time for you to remove your fourth item of clothing. What's coming off, Jennifer?
Bra.
The bra.
Bra.
The bra.
Yeah.
All right.
Not shy. And Angela?
Angela, the last contestant in the round?
Oh, yeah.
We saw Angela's gardens in the previous round. She is down to her last.
Angela. Where were the Griswolds heading as their ultimate destination in the movie Vacation?
Wally World.
Another correct answer. And that's the end of the lightning round.
Now, when we come back,
a lot of people on the bubble.
We will get a winner when we come back. We almost saw your ashes, Angela. That's from Rob, Angela's Ashes.
Very nice, Rob.
Popular movie. And a book, right?
Yes.
Yes, Frank right. McCourt.
Who's got what, Mike?
Kim is down to her last, so is Sue. Lee has two items of clothing remaining. Josh is down to his last, hanging in there. Jennifer C. has come back to the field now with two items of clothing remaining. Stephanie has two items of clothing remaining. Jennifer S. has one item of clothing remaining. And Angela is also down to her last.
Well, I got news for everybody. We are sticking to the hard questions in the next round. Because we will find a winner out of 16 when we started. One person will have clothes. One person will go to Hawaii.
All right.
And you will hear it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Deal.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Do I get to touch your breath?
It is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, beach crowd, beach towels, guys, it's ready. It's time. The thermometer is poked out of the turkey. And we're ready.
The pop-o-matic.
It's the finals.
Yeah, we're down to the final rounds here, and a lot of people are almost all naked.
We're going to get...
And Kim, during the break, was just playing with her breasts like they were children's toys.
Talking about Vincenzo's back.
Talking in great detail about Vincenzo's berries.
All right, here we go.
This time... I just heard some moaning.
This time, no mercy.
All right.
Thank you, Daddy.
Because You got 5 seconds to answer.
Someone just asked you the spanker.
And these are hard-ass questions.
All right, a lot of people on the bubble.
Kim.
Just Josh.
Yes.
Kim, you are first.
Yes, Pumpkin.
She is down. She is down to her last item of clothing. She is one of the best contestants we've ever had on Strip Trivia, too.
Kim, what eye-catching technology was first produced by Sony in 1976?
Eye-catching, CDs?
That would be...
Wow!
Betamax VCR. Wow.
He's so freaking
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, now that is the way you take your clothes off on Strip Trivia.
No problem.
Way to go, Kim. You like being naked, don't you?
No problem getting naked. Thank you, Kim.
Wow.
We'll hear from Kim when the show is over.
Fantastic.
And we now go to...
All right,
we go to Lee. Sue.
Oh, Sue?
Oh, I forgot Sue. I'm sorry. Sue.
Sue is down to her last and suffering from a lot of pain.
Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Listen to that. See how pathetic that sounds?
No.
Hi.
What chemical element is represented by the symbol HG80?
I don't know.
Oh, that would be mercury.
And Sue, it is time for you to get totally naked. She seems to be doing a very slow unbuttoning of the shirt.
Let's see what's doing there.
Oh,
now who's she flipping off?
Probably somebody, Vincenzo, I believe.
Was it Vincenzo you're flipping off?
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you give him the
finger? Vincenzo's over there saying, what I do.
Oh, all the girls are flipping off Vincenzo.
I don't know what you did, Vincenzo. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Where's my David Bowie album? I'd love to play China Girl. That's nice. That's nice.
And then there
hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
And then there were six.
And we're down to Lee.
Lee.
Did you just punch me on the shoulder?
I did, because...
Oh, that's gay. And then there are two items of clothing.
Good job today.
Saying it's you guys.
We've always theorized. Two items of clothing remaining for Lee.
Yes.
Lee, who was Jane Porter's significant other?
Humphrey Bogart.
No, dude named Tarzan.
Item number four, what will you be removing, Lee?
My bra.
The bra.
Bra. Damn it.
Bra. Christina Christopher, damn it.
Here. Damn it.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Bravo.
Okay.
A lot of nudity in this studio right now.
All right, now, Josh.
Josh.
The last man left.
Josh is down to his last item of clothing.
Josh, what nicknames gave Robert Parker and Harry Longabaugh a place in American folk history? Your microphone's not turned on. What nicknames gave Robert Parker and Harry Longabaugh a place in American folk history? What were their nicknames? And you don't know, do you?
Is that you, Kim?
Don and Mike.
No. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'm taking it all off, Doug.
You've got a good body. You need to see this. Oh, damn.
Disappointed again, Kim.
Excuse me, but if I were a little bit chubbed right now, wouldn't you guys think there was something wrong with me being in a room with a bunch of dudes?
Don't worry, Josh.
Thank you.
We're on your side, bud.
All right, my friend.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Jennifer C. is down to two items of clothing. We at least have gotten her down to her bra and panties.
Yes, lay it on.
All right, lay it on you. What term describes the bleak, treeless plains of the Arctic? What term describes the bleak, treeless plains of the Arctic?
Oh,
don't say the S word. 5 seconds.
I didn't.
I know. Can I say?
Yep.
Tundra.
Tundra.
As in frozen tundra.
There you go.
Tundra.
Yeah, that's right, genius.
Time for your fourth item of clothing. What will you be removing? The bra.
Ah, well.
She did not expect to be taking that bra off today. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
May we have it for our wall?
Ooh. Yeah, can we have your bra for our wall?
Please.
$40.
Who's what? $40.
She's
holding on to the bra. We've got some people that want to keep their underwear here. So, Dennis, so disappointing.
Okay, and now Stephanie.
Stephanie is down to two items. One of our leaders down to two items of clothing. Wearing the leopard skin panther.
What English surname is derived from the occupation of coal miners?
Oh, I'm sorry, she's on the bubble. This is her last chance here.
No, she's got underpants and a shirt on.
Says, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 here.
Bless you. What English surname is derived from the occupation of coal miners?
Lord.
Collier. And Mike, what is it, 4 or 5?
Well, on my little sheet here that I've been keeping track of, she has 1, 2, 3, 4 incorrect answers. What did you do in the last round? Were you correct or incorrect?
Yes. Correct.
She was correct. That's my mistake. Time for you to remove your fourth item of clothing.
What is it, Stephanie?
The training bra.
Training bra.
The training bra.
Take it off.
I know you want on the wall, right?
Yeah, we'll put it on the wall.
Sure, we will.
Yeah, it's like an undershirt thing.
There we are.
Very nice.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Angela.
Angela is down to her last item of clothing.
Sorry, I forgot Jennifer.
Oh, I had the wrong Jennifer. That's what I had. I had the wrong thing. Okay.
Jennifer.
Oh, I got it right. All right.
What movie marked what movie marked the directorial debut of Rob Reiner?
All right, Stephanie. Jennifer is down to her last.
Harry Met Sally.
What was the answer?
When Harry Met Sally.
Spinal Tap.
And that is it for you, Jennifer. It's your last item of clothing. That's where
there
I screwed up.
Go.
I was looking at the wrong row.
Safeway.
That's right. Back to the Safeway.
Bye, Sue. Bye, Sue. Bye-bye. Get well soon. And now we're up to Angela.
Angela, down to her last item of clothing. Holding on to her breath for dear life.
For dear life.
Cupping them. What did Abraham Lincoln's father do for a living?
He was...
I so don't know.
He was a lumberjack.
He was a carpenter.
And that's it for you. Time to get totally naked, Angela. If I were a carpenter, there we go.
Okay, thank you.
Total nudity.
Now we're down to the serious players.
There are only two of them left, Don.
By my count, we've got Lee
and
Jennifer.
Lee is down to her last item, and I believe... Stephanie's down, and
three
Jennifer.
Left.
Jennifer, that's right. All of them are down to their last, and of course it goes in order. Lee goes first, Jennifer goes second, and Stephanie goes last. In the event that Lee and Jennifer miss their questions, Stephanie will be the winner.
Yeah, but doesn't she have to answer hers first?
No, she does not.
No, she does not.
Oh,
it's sequential in.
Damn it!
It's sequential in strip trivia.
What children's toy was used during the Apollo space program to help secure objects during weightlessness?
Silly Putty.
Silly Putty's right.
That is a big answer for Lee.
Jennifer, what famous weatherman was one of the first people to play Ronald McDonald?
Willard Scott?
Yep.
They are standing up in this last round.
Stephanie.
Wow.
What event is commemorated during France's most important national holiday?
Wimbledon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie.
The storming of the Bastille.
Time for you to get totally
Bastille
naked.
Day.
Bastille Day.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Wonderful job.
Yeah, naked twirling the hands over her hands. And now we're down to sudden death, Mike.
We go to the 10th round, and it is a battle to the end between Lee and Jennifer C.
They shake hands.
Yes, good luck, ladies.
Lee, if you get this wrong...
That means Jennifer C. will be going to Hawaii.
Oh, gosh.
Listen to the silence.
I never
in the
had to
studio.
Be so quiet.
Whose song, Dream a Little Dream of Me, provided the musical background for TV commercials for Breathe Right nasal strips?
Whose song?
Yes, whose song, Dream a Little Dream of Me? 5 seconds.
Cole?
Cass.
Mama Cass. And that means that, Jennifer C., you are going to Hawaii.
Yes, please. We have to see your booty boo.
Oh, it is time. Total nudity. Wow.
Very nice. Very
bravo. All right.
Very nice. Very naked. And Jennifer, congratulations, Jennifer. Step up here. Yeah. Yeah. Bring those babies up here.
Would you like to make your acceptance speech now? Your Hawaii acceptance speech.
You all did such a great job, and you all were wonderful, with a notable exception.
Vincenzo.
Yeah, she used to be unsaid. And thanks to my husband for his support.
Ah, very good. What's your husband's name?
Mike.
Mike.
And you have won a 4-night, 5-day trip for two to Hawaii. You'll stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, the Pink Palace of the Pacific, celebrating 75 years of service, courtesy of TV's funniest comedy. It's My Wife and Kids tonight on ABC, Channel 7. Enjoy it.
Thank you, baby.
Have a great time. And
enjoy.
Everybody else
Thank
here.
Everybody.
Everybody gets the My Wife and Kids travel bag. TV's funniest family hits Hawaii. Plus, we get the Sopranos prize back, courtesy of Cox Cable. We're up on a break.
Yes.
When we come back, we can give everybody like 1 second to say hi.
Give yourselves all a round of applause.
What a great, great strip trivia that was. We will be right back with Party Shots.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, listen, we're running incredibly late. We have enough time for everybody to step up and say hi to whoever they want to say hi to before we get out of here. So let's put everybody on microphone 4.
Just go up to the microphone, identify yourself, and say hi to whoever you want to say hi to.
Go ahead. Angela.
Angela.
Luke, Joe, and Gabe. Anything else? I want to keep my anonymity.
Very good. Thank you very much. Step on
up. Jennifer.
For John, Maya, and everybody that my husband called, to make sure they listen to the show today.
Thank you for coming down. Kim. No. Lee.
Lee.
Hi.
Hi.
First, Peter and my kids, and thanks, George, for the pizza.
All right. Yeah, Domino's came by the pizza. In the other room.
Kimberly.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hold on. In the other room, I said.
Right, sir.
The guys
I want to say hi to Brian. He wanted me to say, pan down. I want to see Bush.
All right, now Kimberly.
Kimberly, sorry about that.
Hi, honey. I'll see you later. Bye.
Now in the other room.
Hey, it's my anniversary today, so just say hi to my wife.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, somebody else here? Anybody? Kim.
Hey, yeah, I'll go on a date with you. Bye.
You go.
I want to say hey to Tracy, and I'm sorry I lost.
That was right, Wayne. Colette.
My husband and my son and my sister and her boyfriend and homegrownhoney.com.
William.
I just want to say thanks, Don and Mike. I had a ball.
Thank you. You got it.
Hey, honey, I'm on my way home now.
That was Maria.
Maria.
Maria. And hold on a second. We have
Stephanie.
Another name. Stephanie.
Stephanie, step right up.
Say hi to my husband, Jerry. Get ready. I'm coming home.
All right. And Jennifer the Genius, our winner.
All right. Hey, Mike. Thanks, baby, for your support. And Shay, if you're listening, all you other donkeys in my league, I'm 3-0, and I'm going to kick your ass this season.
And, of course, Vincenzo.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen, for a nice day. And ciao, Bella.
That's it. On that
Did we get everybody? All right.
That's it. We got to go.
We are out of here.
We're running late. All right, y'all got to get out of here now. Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lee. Sorry you lost, Lee.
Bye-bye, then. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
Don.
Let's get out of here.
He keeps touching me.
Toodaloo, gay.
Ask.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you